Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up on Dick of Madison, and you make a good point. Here's how close we came back when Trump lost in 2020. He knew he was going to lose from the polls, so he spread a lot of lies in advance that it was going to be a rigged election to try to prepare people. And that backfired in Georgia because he said you might as well not vote. Well, a lot of them didn't vote. So Biden won that state by 14,000 votes. And Jonathan Ossoff and Raphael Warnock took two Senate seats, two Republican Senate seats. Otherwise, Moscow Mitch would be the majority leader right now. Trump really screwed that up. But in any event, after that, you had some hard right people, Michael Flynn, and then there's a guy named Phil Waldron, the colonel, who suggested to Trump that he just seize the voting machines, have the military do it, take them somewhere and look at them and make them disappear. And then in six states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia, have the Republican legislatures put in alternate electors, like in 1876, when Rutherford Hayes did that to Sam Tilden. And then, of course, they'll be squawking. They'll be squawking. And it'll go to the U.S. Supreme Court. And in those days, it was a 5-4 court, actually a 6-3 court. And then he'd be president. I mean, that was the deal. That was the so-called Green Bay sweep. In any event, Crooked William Barr is a crooked individual. He was the attorney general. But Crooked William Barr, you know, he lied about the Mueller report. He covered up on the Ukraine thing and all that. However, Crooked William Barr is not stupid, and he realized that that kind of a coup would have really grave consequences for him too. And one of the alternate plans of the coup, one of the alternate plans was that when the legislatures did that, the electors, they had the false electors, and they did. I mean, we had 10 false electors, fraudulent electors here in this state, headed up by Republican leaders in their party. The idea would be that when it was contested in the House of Representatives under the Constitution, the Congress decides who the president is. And you think, great, well, Nancy Pelosi has a majority. Well, no, she doesn't, not for that purpose. Under the Constitution, each of the states gets one vote, and that vote is determined by the majority in that delegation. So Wyoming gets one vote and has one congressman. California gets one vote and has 56 congressmen. You see what I'm going on? Wisconsin has one vote and it has eight congressmen, eight members of the House of Representatives, but five of them are Republicans and three Democrats. So Wisconsin's vote would have been for the fake electors. And something like 30 of the states have Republican majorities in their congressional delegation and only 20 Democratic. That's rough, but, and so the Congress would have said Trump's the president. Then it goes to the Supreme Court, and the Republican majority could have said, well, Congress said it, and they're a co-equal branch of government, so Trump's the president. Do you see what's going on here? And a lot of those congressional delegations are determined by gerrymandering. So it's not even the will of the people in those states. Do you see how in a democracy, authoritarians, fascists can use the appearance of law to subvert the law and take power outside of the democracy? Do you see? So Dick is pointing that out. Now, Crooked William Barr chickened out. Pence was going to go along with it. And then he called Dan Quayle, who was George H.W. Bush's vice president, and Quayle, I said, you out of your mind? You can't do that. Don't do that. Then Pence chickened out. And then a number of people in the Justice Department said, we'll quit if you pull something like that. Make no mistake, if Trump gets back in as president, that's what will happen again. You see that? That's what will happen again. We will not have presidential elections. And the other way they can do it, There's a provision in the U.S. Constitution that says that the legislatures of the states decide who the electors are. That's what it says. It doesn't say you have to have a presidential election. There's no presidential election for George Washington. There was no presidential election for John Adams. It's a small country at the time. And not only could women not vote and people who were enslaved could not vote, but if you didn't own property, you couldn't vote. And these are for other things. So we evolved. But ever since the early to middle 19th century, we've had presidential elections. Rebecca Clayfish and Nicholson and Ron Johnson have all said that the Wisconsin legislature should pass a law that lets the legislature pick the electors and that the election is a beauty contest. Evers would veto that, but I'll tell you what, Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, would sign it, and so would Nicholson. And if that went up to the Supreme Court, they'd say, well, that's what the Constitution says. And then from then on, a gerrymandered legislature would pick who we wanted for president. You've got to understand that. You have got to understand that. And so in any event, Dick of Madison has raised that subject as an excellent subject, and glad he called in. Well, I'll tell you what. You talked about Clayfish. One toe in the water from her is she has proposed, as a formal proposal of her campaign, the establishment of election integrity office within the Department of Justice and getting rid of the Wisconsin Election Commission. So it would be up to the Attorney General and Election Integrity Office. They'd have officers going around the state, hanging around elections, scaring people, doing forensic audits all over the state, examining voting lists, saying who they thought should be thrown off the ballot. These would be government agents. You know, right now, I voted the other day in the Milwaukee mayoral primary, and you go in and it's the same people, five or six elderly ladies, maybe one gentleman, and they all know each other. One's technically a Republican, they're all friends. They've been doing this forever. They're scrupulously honest. They made me, you know, I've been voting there for a long time. They made me show Matt, we got to see your driver's license. And Matt, where do you live? They know where I live. And it's perfectly honest. And then they go, here's your ballot, feed it into this machine. It's a privacy cover and all that. It's terrific. That's the difference between us and Russia. In Russia, they have agents going around throwing people off the rolls, going in, scaring people. The Duchess of Foxconn wants to scare people. I do not want agents from an election integrity unit going all over the country, and you know, or the state rather, and you know where they're going to send them. If it's a Republican ever gets in, and at some point they would, they are going to send them to Milwaukee, Dane County. They'll send them to Brown County, Green Bay. They'll send them anywhere it's a Democratic city. And they're going to scare folks. They're going to scare folks, and they have a right to carry weapons under the present law in Wisconsin, and they can open carry if they want. And there's a lot of 70, 80-year-old women running this stuff, and they don't need this. I mean, they really don't need this, and they don't need somebody talking harshly to them and raising their eyebrow and say, all right, we've got to audit you. There's a judicial process for that. There's a judicial process for that. Republican Party is a fascist cult formerly known as the Republican Party. They cannot be permitted to get into the governorship. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.